Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where's all that lotto money going to?
Yeah. Well, they can't like spend money that. on the schools, Mike, because they're spending all the money on keeping your water clean.
Yes, sir. Red Tide.
Yes.
No. School. Now don't Red you put tide, down my school. State that's run by Republicans. Anyway, I just want to say that I was a professional bass fisherman and I had that's a gig right there.
It is.
I mean that. Nice work if you love fishing. Huh?
Sure.
Do they make a lot of money?
I think some of them do. Yeah, I think the tournament.
Like the guys I see at the tournament place.
You got to focus. It's all about that bass. Oh. You're going to be involved, but you're going to be involved at the level where you're not going to be organizing. You're going to show up and you're going to do it and you're going to make it look good.
I'm going to get participants.
That's what you're going to do, and you're going to do that.
He hates people.
No,
and
he doesn't.
I'm going to get.
He
hates
get some people.
I'm going to get participants.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a big, fat mailbag today that we have to get to because we've been gone for a while, and you've still continued to correspond with us. So please be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that we will be getting to that. But we have a breaking news story as Oscar Santana has apparently, before the show today, witnessed a crime.
Crime Stoppers.
Right across the street at the drugstore where we park illegally, the CBS.
Used to.
What is CBS? What does CBS stand for?
A Columbia Broadcasting Company.
That's pretty good. Hey, somebody took his Wheaties today. Somebody came ready to play. No hesitation. Columbia Broadcasting.
Actually, the Bolivian McGruff was in the thick of a big caper. He didn't see that he saw today. I can't wait to hear about it because he said there was a twist they didn't tell us about
in
the pre-show.
So look, I either am driven by my wife to work or I get an Uber to work or Lyft, depending on what's moving faster. Today, my wife said, let's go together. And I said, why not? We haven't spent enough time together, as in FaceTime, as all I have done this past 8 days is stare at her face.
Yeah.
So, why not ride to work together?
You could do worse.
That's true.
By the way, we will be getting a story from Oscar's vacation later.
Yes.
And all the Florida goings on. We did not rendezvous at Disney. It didn't work out that way. Oscar and I don't want to see each other on vacation.
Well, really. You'd have to go to Disney, Mike. I don't want to read ahead.
Yeah.
To rendezvous at Disney.
Yeah, that's true. And it's just I'm not ready to. I hate to use this term, too. I'm not ready to pop the with my kid, you know, because it's as soon as I do,
then it's going to go every year.
All the parents that live in Florida, it's like Disney. Yeah. But anyway, you witnessed a crime.
So,
yes,
I'm being dropped off. And you should also know, as far as the neighborhood is concerned, what's the reverse of gentrification?
A neighborhood falling apart?
Yes. Glover Park is falling apart.
It's crested. It has crested and it is on the decline.
I thought Glover Park was like in the actual picture of gentrification and look, where it was just.
Mark my words. I don't think it's falling apart. Real estate values are too high. I think there's something nefarious going on. And this is just my. You know how you have a gut sometimes, Mike? You have a good gut on BS, right?
Yes.
There are multiple buildings here that are up for lease. And people may say, hey, there's a big real estate boom on the other side of town where it's like hip and cool, the U Street corridor in Northeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's cheaper to do business and the rents are too high in the Glover Park / Georgetown area. Semi true. But it's still a viable place to do business.
Well, I would say we've been here what, 4 years, 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. Yes. And we've seen the Renaissance. But I think
The Starbucks leaving has something to do with this?
No, the Starbucks leaving was foretold months ago. What is also leaving across the street?
It was foretold.
Is Rite Aid.
Yes.
Rite Aid is leaving after 2 years.
It was a failed experiment.
So.
Wow.
And I think the crest.
That's a brand new remodeled building.
Brand new. Can I talk, Rob? Please, for God's sakes. Every time I say something, you say something. Jesus. So Rite Aid is leaving.
And he's witnessed a crime.
And then you've got two stores up from Rite Aid. There's another place called Whole Foods that hasn't been open in 2 years because they're in a lawsuit with the city, right?
Well, it was rats.
It's still closed. Still closed. Wow. And then a block up the street, there's a bombed out, what used to be bourbon, a bar, as my throat is, bombed out. There is a bar up the street that is, it has got chain link fences around it. It's been gone for 2 years.
Right.
Now, what I
think.
So
you're worried about your neighborhood.
I'm worried about something nefarious going on. And what happens when you have four lease signs everywhere? Crime.
Yeah, you haven't even mentioned the fake Russians.
You can't start.
What are the fake Russians?
This is where he derails us, Mike. No, I'm getting to my point. You wonder why my stories take so long? It's because you f**ks always interrupt. That's
okay,
why.
Don't. All right. I'm sorry. So, I mean, you're obviously wound up. About
I'm wound
tough,
up.
Tough day around the precinct.
Listen
Mike.
To the beginning of the show. Every time I said something, Rob would say something, and I'm trying to get to my effing point.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Boy, am I sorry.
So, I get dropped off, and for some time, it's been at the top of mind. As a business owner, Mike, you know what you like to see, what's happening in the streets. Mm-hmm. And the last thing you want to see is a man walking out of CVS, just casually walking, and then starting into a full sprint as you're getting dropped off to work with your wife and your dog in the car. And I said, well, why is that guy running so fast? Oh, then you see a manager run out after me. He said, stop! And then I was like, well, Oscar, you can get involved here and probably knock that guy down and save the day, but it's just a few pieces of toilet paper and some Visine. I don't know
why. He's that close to you?
He's that close. I could have opened the door and knocked him over. That's how close.
Is he running up the hill?
He's running up the hill. Wrong way to run if you're a crime.
Into the residential area.
Into the residential area. Oh, that's wrong way. This is the beauty of it. He has the CVS basket in his hand.
The red plastic basket.
So technically he's still shopping, but he's left the store. So
this is a bad
so he shoplifted paper. and he sprinted.
He sprinted, and the manager, God bless him, might be 80. Yeah. He's running up the hill, and you can tell that he's about to give up, but he doesn't want to because he's got to fight crime, and Oscar didn't help him out by opening the door and stopping the whole situation. No, he continues to run, and then you hear somebody come from the store and said, let him go! Let him go! Which is another employee. She's very sweet.
Sure.
Because I think the rule of thumb is if there's a shoplifter, they can't technically stop you. Not even a security guard could. You just got to... You can't chase after them.
That's in the Safeway handbook, actually.
For insurance purposes.
You let them go, yeah.
Could you describe the perp?
Yes. The perp looked to be homeless, and I'll let you know why. He was working at a tag team, something I didn't mention before the show.
Oh.
Where as he turned the corner in the residential neighborhood, he looks at a guy who I thought was just sitting on the corner smoking a cigarette, and he looked at him. The guy, like they've done this before, gets up, opens up what I thought was a trash can. It was, but it was empty. He pulls out a bigger backpack, like they're backpacking through DC. And so then you got two guys, one with the actual, hey, I'm homeless bag.
All right, slow down. Now yes. I have to ask you a question. Yes. I'm interrupting because I'm interested in the story. So I want to know. You think this is a tandem
thing? It's a tandem tag team.
Does the guy that he looks at that grabs the backpack start running too?
Yes. Then there's two guys running down the street, one with a cartoon-sized backpack.
Up the street.
Up the street.
Up the street.
Yes.
All right.
One with a guy that's looks like he's climbing K2, one of those big climbing backpacks.
Yeah, that goes over his head.
Yes, that goes over his head. And then the other is still with the CVS, little plastic bin, running down what is one of the most expensive streets in the city. Now, the juxtaposition between multi-million-dollar homes on either side and two homeless men running down the middle of a one-way street is telling of today's society, of the have and have-nots. What I just thought was, well, if you're going to steal, don't you want to just do it with like one of these CVS like plastic bags and not with the plastic actually little bin?
Not with the shopping
cart. You have to walk around.
Well, they charge.
Not with the sharp. It's the red shopping basket.
Yes.
They charge for the bags, though. That's the problem.
5 cents a bag. There's a problem.
They do.
Problem.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't do self-checkout if I have the choice, but you're required to do it at this CVS, and the voice always says, please enter the number of CVS bags you have used.
let's speak to that.
Yes.
Do you think perhaps the idea of not having any formal checkout process where you have to go through that and just having three robots at the door contributes to the fact that, and by the way, what does that allow a manager, an assistant manager, an employee to do? Wander around with no real need to assist the customers. So,
but it's a trade-off, Mike, because there's no this whole bungled caper is wrong because there are just a robot checkout, they can't get cash.
Right.
So what did you see what was in the basket?
Stuff, Rob. They were shoplifting
this
stuff.
This isn't like a 1960 stick up.
Think it's like Dillinger.
Well, if you're going to risk
and he's
stealing
toilet
you
paper
are so Leesburg.
So he can crap in an alley.
You're so Leesburg.
Do you understand that?
I understand, and I know that this
is
an issue.
You said like three times, they don't have cash. No, they don't want cash. He wants supplies to live. That's what he's doing.
Were you able to spot the supplies in the basket? Okay.
I said toilet paper. Okay. He had toilet paper.
Did they have Visine too?
It looked like medical supplies.
Because
God
I'm thinking
them.
What he is he's a guy with fecal urgency and allergies. And he's on his own.
You know, God, there but for the grace of God go I. But do you think there's a chance that he got away with it?
Of course. Like this. This is not the first grab and go I've seen at any convenience store, let alone that CVS.
Sure. I'm never there, you guys, and I've seen the people talking to themselves outside of our building.
The best thing is that
it's the big city.
If we had 2 weeks where there was blood on the sidewalk out there.
I feel
feces.
Oh, of course that.
Human feces.
It's,
didn't Maddie take the picture?
No.
It was Ashley.
Ashley took the picture.
No fear,
sorry,
Ashley,
Maddie.
No fear.
Maddie, please accept my sincere apologies. You didn't take
Mayor's
the picture.
Daughter
I was like,
does not
if I did that, I blocked it out mentally.
So, it's not the crime. The my failure of stopping the crime is one thing, but what am I going to do? I'm not going to dent up the Volvo door, right? And who am I to get involved?
Yeah, you're not to get involved.
I'm no hero. I just want to. But you know what? I'm a hero when I get to work on time. Let's be honest. So, so I didn't do anything. My wife said, "Way to go!" Looked at me like I'm some sort of loser. I was like, "That guy needed toilet paper. Who am I to stop him with?"
Didn't stop him either.
No, and I get out and I look around. I'm like, man. We really got to get a coffee store down here or something, because I feel if more people were around, people would be less likely to commit crimes.
Yeah. And so what you're saying is this is not necessarily – it's not moving in the right direction of being a friendly environment for business.
So I don't know who you call. I think you call your councilman. And I don't know if it's Jack Evans around here. Who knows? I need to find a number. I need to call someone and say, what are you doing about economic development? Or B, is this entire row of city buildings outside of the building that Podcast Village is in? Because I know the owner of that building.
Right.
Is there some nefarious conspiracy, Mike? Because I'm always worried about that.
Like that word, nefarious?
Yes.
Now, when you say a conspiracy, what are you referring to? Are you referring to people actually trying to run the neighborhood down? What
you know
are you talking
what
about?
When
nefarious is a conspiracy.
When there's collusion, Mike. When there's collusion.
That's right.
You know what happens. What if, and I explained this to my wife just 2 days ago. I said, what if every one of these landlords are in cahoots to make sure that they are not reopening new stores? So they could bulldoze a whole block. They could push other tenants out. Because if you don't have a ton of businesses, and this again, create a mega complex where you could build homes, luxury condos. You could because the current layout of retail shops is one level, right?
The infrastructure is ancient.
Imagine if you had one level of street storefront businesses and then. Livable housing at $500,000-$600,000 a pop above it.
They did it in a small scale across the street. They converted a building. There was a 5-story building that they converted into condos.
81 units.
Let me tell you why it'll never happen.
Yes.
It'll never happen because of that thriving business that stays when all the other ones leave and never goes anywhere. Good Guys stays, has been there for 45, 50 years, and they will never build condos because will keep them out of here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome to the Identity Processing Program of America. Please insert your forearm into the forearm receptacle. Thank you. Please speak your name as it appears on your current federal identity card. Document number G24L8.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if
you have entered the name
Not Sure.
Is this correct?
Not Sure.
No, it's not correct.
Thank you.
Not
is correct. Is
Sure
correct?
No, it's not. My name is
already
Joe.
Already confirmed. Your first name is
Not.
Please confirm your last name.
Sure.
My last name is Not Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
No, what I mean is
sure.
my name is Joe.
Confirmation is complete. Please wait while I tattoo your new identity on your arm.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing, so I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I almost feel cleansed when you play that clip.
I know.
Here. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy to have each and every one of you with us. We are so grateful to our wonderful listeners, and we're so excited about seeing you guys soon. From Houston, Texas, to Gunpo, South Korea, from Montreal, Canada, to Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, from Irondequoit, New York, or Irondequoit, New York. I'll get it right one day. To Salt Lake City, Utah, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I have two styles of hairy shower that I take. I take my work shower where I'm busy and I want to get things done quickly. And then I take my luxuriating hairy shower. Let me explain.
A man of beauty.
So, Harry's does not make shampoo, so I don't use Harry's shampoo. If they had a shampoo, I'd use it. I don't think they have shampoo, do they,
Rob? No, it's a body wash.
Body wash,
it's a body wash, but I don't wash my hair with it. And when I do my... So I wash my hair, I shave in the shower with my Harry's. Legs, arms,
ooh,
beard. No, I shave with my Harry's. Then I, when I have the short version, I use the Harry's face wash. And I use it all over my body.
Including
when
your
I'm doing,
face?
When I'm doing the luxury. When I'm doing the luxury Harry's shower, I spend a lot more time in there. And I really, really scrub a dub dub with the amazingly scented body wash. I have two of them. I have one. I don't know. I can't tell you what they are because they're not in front of me right now. One got a green cap. One got an orange cap. Right. I prefer, and Mrs. O'Mara prefers, the orange cap, because it smells so good, and I do too. It's this amazing scent. I promise you, next time I talk about Harry's, I'll tell you what it is. But Harry's is great because they started with their razor blades that they sell, and they eliminate the middleman, and it gives me the shave of my life every morning. But I'm talking about all their products are fantastic. We've been aligned with Harry's for a very, very long time, and we love them. You're going to love it too, all right? They know that a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, all that crap you see from Big Razor. They fixed all that. by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. If you don't love your shave, let them know. Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. I use so many Harry's products that the shave is just part of it.
Yes.
But I love everything. Listen, you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get the weighted ergonomic handle. You get the five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade. The rich lathering shave gel, which I use every day.
The best.
And the travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you. Help support TMOS. Harry's, thank you very much. I love the product.
And I love when you take a luxurious long shower.
Oh, my God. There's nothing quite like it. Nothing like it
at all. Treat for Ike.
Mike, some house business briefly, if you don't mind.
In his house?
Our presale for our Las Vegas show, our 10th anniversary spectacular in Las Vegas, brought to you by Zappos.com. We have crested, mind you, there are 430 tickets available total for the show.
All right.
We have already crested the 310 ticket mark for sold tickets.
Oh, God. That means we're going to have 11 left for the general public.
We might have to consider what we're going to plan for Saturday for those that may or may not want to come out. We are going to figure that out.
Yes.
But know this. I've already had enough private messages saying that if this presale, which looks like it's getting closer to sell out, especially by the time we get to Friday, we'll have to work on contingency. So I don't want anyone, and for our audience, if you don't mind, I want you to freak out. We will figure something out to make sure that everybody has a space.
Yeah, and because, you know, while we offer the presale to our bonus show subscribers, we don't want to completely shut out people may not get, although I'd love to. We don't want to shut out the people that don't buy the bonus show. And if you want, you know, your access, if you buy a... I hate to. I feel like I'm holding the audience hostage. I'm just being honest. If you want a ticket, get a bonus show. You'll be able to get a ticket.
This is further along than we have ever been within, I would say, a 32-hour window, or even 24 at this point from our launch. A 24-hour window. 23-hour window, Mike, for ticket sales, pre-sales.
Well, we appreciate that, and we love the response.
Thank you to
awesome
from our listeners. And you know, so many people are so excited about this show, except for Merle. You know, I'm really, really happy that we got
it. She'll make it. She's waiting for a couple things to come through.
Yeah, well, we all know it, and we will know it. We'll know every detail of her, because it is all about her. But that's okay.
Yes.
That's okay, because we'd love to see her out there, and she's one of our biggest supporters, and we're very excited about it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. That thing we talked about is still in the pipeline.
Yeah, we can discuss that, yes.
Because that would be, I like that more than the more I thought about that, the more I like it. So, we you know, as we said, surprises to come on that.
Plenty.
It's, you know, it's the spectacular is the whole weekend.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm jacked about it. And I'm already saying to myself that I need to control my gambling. Because I got lucky last time. Yeah. Yeah, because we're not gambling anymore here.
It's a disease, Rob. It's a disease.
I understand.
We're not going to the gambling houses locally anymore because it's just too painful.
Right.
It's too much of a painful experience, you know. But it's like Norm MacDonald. Yeah, it's too painful. You know what I mean? I don't like doing it.
There's gambling
anyway,
all over the world.
Gambling all over the world. All right, without further ado, it's not about us. Oh. And thank you for your support. By the way, we're talking about the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, our live show in Las Vegas, November 15th, Friday night. We want you there. And, you know, don't worry. We'll figure everything out. Let's open the mailbag, shall we, please?
It's all about you.
Oh, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. It's been a while since we've done our mailbag, so we're very, very glad to do this. Turn that down, please. I'm feeling like I need to scream. First letter says, "Hi, guys. Welcome to the world. The newest TMOS listener, Tobias Hugo Xavier Jackson. He is one of the four named people. He was born at 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd, after 30-plus hours of labor.
Boy.
Three epidurals. Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, to be fair, two of them were for the dad.
Wow. 30-plus hours, and they gave her three epidurals. Wow. And an eventual C-section. Okay, that's why. Baby not coming out of place it's supposed to come out of. Tobias weighed 7 pounds, 5 ounces, has been nothing but an absolute joy. Babies are like that.
Yep.
As our first child, he is already changing the way we view the world, that's for sure. And we won't be looking back. Be sure to keep the funny going for him so he'll be able to appreciate it as he ages. Thanks for everything, guys.
It's sort of a dark, well, dark thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's, for example, when Tobias is 25, I will be an 85-year-old podcaster.
I'll be 73. Right?
You'll be 73. How old will Oscar be?
I will be 64.
Like 64. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. He doesn't even get a Social Security yet. Yeah.
I'm good.
Regards, Michael Jackson. Shemon.
Not the famous one. Different guy.
Not the famous one. No. Tough name. Hey, guys. My birthday is this Friday. Can I get a standard TMOS birthday greeting? You know, happy birthday all at once. What's he telling us how to do it?
This guy.
We forgot or something?
This guy. I don't know. This is exactly
this
what he wrote.
This comes from Tom Williams.
Yeah.
I had a Senor Williams, who was my Spanish teacher.
Senor Williams.
He used to sound like this. I brought this back from Mexico, and he loved going to Mexico, and he was Senor Williams. So this is Tom Williams. Let's say happy birthday to him. One, a two, a three, a...
Happy birthday.
Tom.
Birthday.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I am writing in to wish my boss, Matthew Russell, of Herndon, Virginia, a very happy 51st birthday this Friday. Suck up!
Brown noser.
He has been a longtime listener, a supporter, and a fan of the show. He's an all-around good guy. Is he really, or is he just your boss?
Suck up.
He's an all-around good guy, and I know he would be so honored if you would make a fuss over him in honor of his birthday. Thanks so much, Marsha Branson. Marsha, is Tom treating you okay? Was his name Tom? Matthew, I'm sorry.
Matthew.
Tom was
Matthew,
the last guy. Is Matthew Russell?
Russell!
Is he treating you okay, Marsha? Because I want to make sure, if Marsha feels the need to write in about her boss.
That's great insight. That is great insight. Because if you're writing about your boss,
two options.
Yes, either he's really great or he really sucks.
Yeah.
Now, well, I was thinking of another option, but this is going to cause a hole.
Oh.
This is not what she intended.
Oh, dear.
It's 2019.
Either he's difficult and she wants to schmooze him, or...
She's schmoozing him.
Oh.
She's schmoozing him for real. You know?
Yeah.
Like Oscar's disembodied... coffee that comes in from the side. Who brought you that so quickly?
My wife.
It came by.
That's right.
Came by drone.
That's
Amazon Prime.
Anyway,
they're going indoors.
Matthew, have a one. You know what, Matthew? I know you're just a wonderful boss and a good guy.
Yep.
I should see the light in everything.
Can't you keep a secret?
I'm learning to do that. I'm reading a book that's teaching me how to do that.
He's not handsy. That's the best thing about him.
All right, Jim. This looks like a Jim Nance letter here. Hello, friends. Let me turn that down because now it's a little loud. I would appreciate it if you guys could wish my son, Alex Papp. Oh, Alexander Papp!
Alex! I talked to Alex over the vacation break.
And?
He's such a thoughtful young man. He called just to say hello and say thank you and thank you for the business. He's hoping to come back on in the future here, but he's really just calling to check in and, just say hello. Most people don't even do that.
That's awesome.
Well, this is his mom who sends this letter. It's Alex is a young guy, and he advertised on the show his 22nd birthday.
Good
it was
looking
last
dude.
Friday. Yes. He has accomplished so much in four years. He got his brokerage license, and he's flipping homes now. What an amazing kid.
Flipping
I
amazing.
I would love if you could have Oscar wish him a happy birthday in his native language. She wishes that.
Alejandro, feliz cumpleaños, mijito. Y como tú sabes, siempre tienes que... take care of your mother and give her a big hug because she is smoking hot.
Yeah, and now it's awkward again.
Oh, sorry.
That's his mom, Iona.
He's a looker, yeah. Iona.
Yeah, he's I think good luck's running the family.
I mean, if you could bottle those jeans, I would buy them.
I'd wear those jeans.
See. The letter continues here. by the way, do they have a special native song they sing on Bolivian birthdays? Well, I know that. Oscar might not, but I do know that. Love and kisses to you all, and God bless Iona.
I got it, Mike.
Mama.
I got a song.
Well, I do too, but you go ahead. What's yours? Okay.
Do you mean you have a plethora of piñatas? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's not a Bolivian song. No, that's not a Bolivian
song. Not even a song.
I have the Bolivian song for birthdays.
Excellent.
For Alexander Papp.
Another by. You're a beautiful man. Love and kisses to you from Iona.
All right, I didn't have any.
That's very pretty.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Matt, and Maddie. Our son, Grant Gleason. Grant Gleason, listen, before we go on, he turned 9. Grant, have your mom and dad, if you're ever in the D.C. area, take you down to the beach and go by Annapolis, and you're on Route 50 heading down there, Grant Gleason. You might want to stop by. There's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant that's now abandoned called the Whitehall Inn. I know
really?
This doesn't make sense to anybody, but if Grant Gleason is in there, I'm sure he would love to sample some of the delicious Whitehall Inn's. Fruit fritters.
Yeah.
Grant Gleason turned 9 last week.
You know what's great about the Gleason family, Mike?
Yes.
They're the greatest family in the world.
Tribute to Jackie. Grant Gleason turned 9 last week. His mom and I are so proud of the person he's becoming. We have a boss birthday party planned for him at a nearby arcade and laser tag place. But the real cherry on top would be a birthday greeting from Fat Bastard. Ooh, you mean that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he likes
yes.
it.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. I didn't.
They all love him here and in the control room.
The Austin Powers movies are a bit too risque for him, but he loves the clips of Fat Bastard I've shown him on YouTube. Okay. Love you guys, and thanks in advance. Dan and Rebecca Gleason. All right, let's bring in the bastard here, Fat Bastard. Hold on just a second.
A bastard.
Let's bring him in. Where's my door? God, Michael. Know you're bored. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Yeah, right where I put it. The main place.
Ooh, I got a turtle head poking out. Get in my belly. Yes. Hey, Don and Rebecca Gleason. I know you're a happily married couple, but I'm interested in that 9-year-old baby. I bet he's tasty. Get in my belly.
I don't know what's going on. I'm throwing coffee all over the place here. Moving right along. This is a long mailbag.
It is.
I am writing this note. Another boss suck up in honor of my boss, Tanya Parker.
Parker!
Ooh. I know Tanya, I think. No, she's a friend of Linda's. So
yes.
Linda's not a suck up. I'm writing this note in honor of my boss, Tanya Parker, whose birthday was yesterday. When she started at my school, I kind of acted like a C word towards her.
Yeah.
But soon we bonded over our mutual love of all things TMOS. Yay!
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tanya. Thank you for allowing me to always come to your office, shut the door, and use foul language whenever I need to. I love Linda Herr. I do. I am happy to call you not only my boss, but my friend. Thank you, guys. XO, Linda. And hope we see you out in Las Vegas,
yes.
Linda. And bring Tanya, too. Hey, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. While listening to the Monday show, you guys were talking about bumper stickers and license plates. Here's my story. I was a professional bass fisherman, and I had a... That's a gig right there.
It is.
I mean, that. Nice work if you love fishing, huh?
Sure.
Do they make a lot of money?
I think some of them do, yeah. I think the tournaments
like the guys
make a lot
I see
of money.
At the tournament place.
You got to focus. It's all about that bass.
It is all about the bass. I was a professional bass fisherman. And I had personal tags on my tow vehicle and boat. I had to get a special waiver because I had ass in the plate number. You see, the plate on the truck was 1BD Bass, which looked like one badass if you looked at it going by real fast. The boat tag was 2BD Bass, which meant too badass. You got caught. Love the show and keep up the funny, Dennis G.
The fisherman. An
lovely
angler,
story.
Mike. An angler.
Did you ever Thanks. Want a vanity plate, Mike? I think I've asked you this before.
I had one. Fly Baby.
I remember that.
My Bob Hope, and I regret it to this day.
Why?
Because it's just so stupid.
Do you, have,
when
do you still have the
Silman
plate?
And Frank Murphy put the dildo in my car.
Do you still have the plate, even though it's no longer registered? Do you still have it as
Fly
a souvenir?
Baby?
No, that's the difference between you and me. You are a hoarder. I am not.
A license plate, you know, that's actually a piece of, you know, documenting.
Someday you're going to be like 70 years old, and they're going to have to, you're going to come in, you'll be sitting there, you know, between your two sofas that are completely covered in records, and you're going to be in an adult diaper.
Yeah.
Because you have so much stuff.
Yeah.
And it will not always be organized. You've got to start throwing stuff away.
I mustn't. It's what keeps me alive, Mike. If I want to make it to 70, I must keep collecting.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Interns Aplenty. Last Thursday, my sea wife, Christine, and I observed our 10th wedding anniversary. Since 10 years is a milestone achievement in the land of marital bliss, I figured that flowers or jewelry wouldn't really cut it this time. I was looking for a special gift, a gift that would fan the flame of this marriage. Doesn't sound right. A gift that can only be given by the grace of this podcast. I call upon the advice of the all-knowing and over-experienced, the overindulged, the love guru, the one and only, the only sex boy. Only he can reignite the erotic flame that seems to have fizzled out over this past decade. Can sex boy help? Well, can he? Yours in Christ, Rami Misla. Now, let's see if we can summon him.
Been a
Rob,
long
will you
time.
Summon sex boy, please?
Oscar,
see if he can come
you
through
need,
the door.
Do you need to shine the light into the sky? And I must say,
sex boy signal.
Hear ye! Sex boy, come!
Greetings. Greetings, citizens. It is I, sex boy. Traveling the world, trying to get people to have more sex. This is so wonderful. Christine, give it up for Rami. Yeah, have more sex. Passionate sex. Dirty sex. Taboo sex. Do it in every room in your house. The kitchen, the den, the laundry room. How about the front lawn in the wee hours when your neighbors are sleeping? Sex boy!
Hey, sex boy, do you have anything in your utility belt that can help them out?
I do. I have a series of lotions and potions. Let me see.
Sex
I've
boy.
Got St. John's wort. I have something that says ease on it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's for my chain.
An ollies. An ollies.
Well, you sex boy, you're not a good reader because you're young, right?
What about rock,
yeah,
and,
nine.
Rock and roll
9 years
oil?
Old. Sex boy. And to the people of Glover Park, stop committing crime.
But you're not sex about fighting. You don't fight crime.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I just promote good, healthy sex.
But you don't actually have sex.
No, I can't. I'm not.
That's right.
Well, I can, I suppose, in certain...
No, enough.
But I don't choose to. Thank
that's
right. You. Now
hey,
that,
sex
that
boy.
Took a bad turn.
Sex boy.
That's your fault, Rob. You moved me in that direction.
Sorry, right. Sex boy. That's me.
Are you a fan man. Of Pilates or yoga?
Don't like either one of them. I like going to the playground and hanging on the monkey bars when I'm not in my SB suit. So, Robbie, one of the sickest impressions I've ever done, sex boy.
Hey, sex boy.
Over and out. Goodbye.
I think that's Maddie's first sex yeah. boy experience.
Yeah, it's been years Hell since he's doing. Been around. She's Let's just shaking her head.
That's Maddie, a weird one.
What do you think?
All right.
I miss sex boy in the Avengers.
Yes. Sex boy in the Avengers. It's wonderful.
All Talk right, about an endgame.
That's right. Another letter says, Mike, earlier this week you mentioned Cafe Desire. As being a really good place to eat in New Orleans. When it comes to all things culinary, I trust the judgment of you and Rob. Since my wife and I will be visiting New Orleans next month, I wanted to check this place out. The problem is I could not find Cafe Desire. Well, it's not Cafe Desire. It's Desire Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Well,
it's
actually,
not Cafe Desire.
Actually,
is it?
He's more specific later in the letter. I think he actually found it.
All right. Well, I thought it was Desire Cafe. On Google Maps, I did find the Desire Oyster Bar in the Royal Sinest. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
The Desire Oyster Bar. Maybe I should say Desire Oyster Bar.
Or the Royal Sinesta is a good landmark to put people at. Help them
it's
find
in
it
the way. Bottom of the hotel.
Yeah.
Since we'll only be in town for a night, I don't want to go somewhere that's going to be a waste of our trip. I'm all ears. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the assistance, Aaron Kurtz. It's a slam dunk.
Oh, it's
I
the
was
best.
Telling people, I was telling somebody the other day to go there. It's not as expensive as some of the other restaurants in the quarter. It's got all the New Orleans favorites that you want. Mm-hmm. It's got a semi-casual atmosphere. It's got employees that have been there 30 and 35 years because they love working there so much. So, Aaron, I really, really I suggest it. You should
yeah,
go
there. Great bar, too. Good place.
It's got a really cool place. And if you go there, the specific thing I would get is the Louisiana barbecue trip. It's fantastic. It's delicious. And our I hold in my hand, my God.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Our final letter took up the whole show today. Hi-yo. Dear Mike, you definitely made the right decision to give up your motorcycle in Florida. Can you turn that music down just a little bit?
It's so annoying.
Christ.
Dear Oscar, Mike, you are such a dick. God, what is with him today? I wish there had been some crossfire during that
robbery.
I really
feel like I scream over the bed sometimes. Dear Mike, you definitely made the right decision to give up your motorcycle in Florida. I'm considering doing exactly the same thing after experiencing the most Florida incident possible on my bike. I live a couple of hours north of you and was out riding yesterday. Somewhere from the front of my bike, a lizard, who had unbeknownst to me hitched a ride, oh my God, came flying up. He hit my face shield and somehow managed to stick with his feet. Jesus. I was startled and swerved when the car in front of me with Ohio plates, there you go, decided that was the exact moment to stop dead in the road. I had no chance to stop in time, so I tried to swerve around them. Right at that moment, a large pickup decided to gun their engine and blow by me in the lane I'm swerving into. I caught sight of him in the rearview mirror and managed to correct the bike enough to pass the car from Ohio on my left with the pickup blowing by on the right. It sounds like this is a typical, this could happen to anybody.
This is terrifying. Terrifying.
I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the 90-year-olds in the car from Ohio and Cracker Boy with Flo-Grown on the back of his pickup truck that's going like 500 miles an hour because he hates everybody down here. Anyway, so he passes the guy on the left, the Ohio guy, and the truck keeps blowing by on the right, and the lizard stuck to my face shield. I pulled over to the nearest strip mall, ripped the lizard from my face shield, and just stood there shaking in disbelief. So I think you're probably right. Anyone riding a motorcycle in Florida is just asking to be killed. Sincerely, Dave McIntosh. All right, we got to take a break. That is a great mailbag. Thank you for all of that. We appreciate that. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
Dahlia here. Rob thought that it would be good for office morale to have some sort of Olympics-type bonding day. They announced the teams as interns versus actual adults. And for a moment, I thought that maybe the interns could work together. But then Johnny showed up with only 3 packets of Liquid IV and gave one to Ethan and one to intern Allison and ignored my need to be hydrated. I guess Johnny wants me to die. I took it as a sign of aggression. We are enemies now.
Follow the interns at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow. Better than Game of Thrones, if you ask me.
It's great stuff.
By the way, I have to tell you about Noom. They're a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, excuse me, my wife is absolutely loving this. Sticking to a weight loss plan can be hard, especially with the mental obstacles that prevent progress. With Noom, you'll lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food and live a healthier lifestyle. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn better habits for a new, better you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom also gives you a live goal specialist, a behavior change professional, nutritional expert, and fitness trainer all in one. And my favorite part of Noom, and the most important thing that a lot of people will tell you about weight loss, is the food tracking.
Yes.
They've got food tracking databases that are fantastic. It's food tracking made easy. I love it. You're going to love it, too. Noom is designed for results. Lose your old habits by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Oscar, you love Noom as well. And Carla has never looked better. And what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Last week was really kind of a take care of business week for us.
It was TCB, not as much baby.
A vacation as getting things done. And one of the things we had to do was my son has been in preschools for a couple of years now, but this is the official start with kindergarten starting in the fall, which means a few things. It means that I'm back to doing something that I used to do with my other daughters. And it's a new experience. The only difference is when I walk in now, all the parents are 12 and I'm 130 years old. That's the actual age difference when we walk in there. And so we have a meeting about his school and all the new parents are there, and they really are a wonderful group of people, and they have a very active parent-teacher organization that's there. The principal is up there. She's talking to us. We go in. I have liked the vibe at this school from the very beginning. What I didn't like, though, is that the great state of Florida, there you go, prioritizing education for the masses as they immediately talked about their budget cuts. And
right out of the chute?
For parents that are in the you know, in the country that have kids in public school, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That that's the cross to bear that a lot of these schools have, and it's very, very sad that education is put on such a low priority that they cut teachers' jobs and they put more kids in classes.
If they had state tax, you think that would improve?
You know, that might, it might actually have that.
I've had this conversation with my sister plenty of times. She said,
look, the reality of it is whatever tax they need to do to get there or to, you know, to prioritize where their money goes.
Where's all that lotto money going to?
Yeah. Well, they can't like spend money on the schools, Mike, because they're spending all the money on keeping your water clean.
Yes, sir.
Red Tide.
Yes.
No. School. Now, don't you put down my state that's run by Republicans. Anyway, I just want to say that, you know, it's when you're in it, you can talk about issues all day long. But when you're my age and suddenly you're back in it and you're thinking about this and they have a very active organization because they raise money.
Yes.
And back in the day, I used to be very active in my daughter's school where I would be the big auctioneer getting up there and they would have a fundraiser. And when you take your kid, that's back in the, you know, when I was in a different financial zip code and my kids were going to a private school. And you learn very early on that even in a private school, they raise money constantly.
Sure, always.
That's what they do. Well, they do the same thing now with these public schools. And I said, well, they've got a golf tournament. I said, look, Carl, they've got a golf tournament.
Ooh.
Hey, that's right up your alley.
Quiet down.
I can do that. I can participate in that. I can help with that. I can be a part of that. That's my thing. That's what I love to do. So I saw the group of moms who, by the way, I'm trying to think, what's the Nicole Kidman show on HBO where she's got Reese Witherspoon and is
Pretty
it Big Little,
Little Lies?
Big Little Lies
that's a different
or something?
Show. No, it's Pretty Little. I think it's Little Lies.
I think it's Little
God
Lies.
Damn it. Nobody watches it. I think it's Big Little
Lies.
It's a women's
show.
But I'm not
show,
sure.
You know.
It's Big Little Lies. It's got Nicole Kidman. It's
I've
got
seen
Reese
the first
Witherspoon.
Season. Meryl Streep will join him on the next season, by the way.
Yeah, I like the show, and it's not a bad show. By the way, there's another TV show as I continue to digress.
Big Little Lies.
That's a Big Little Lies that's called Gentleman Jack, which is...
Is it about the liquor?
No, it's about a lady who dresses like a dude and likes ladies, but it's at the turn of the century, and it's very, very exciting.
She's a landlord, and she's going to get her money.
And she is a... Have you looked in at Gentleman Jack?
I saw the preview.
It works for me.
It does?
On multiple levels. I think she is a
compelling... I don't like powerful women in my shows.
But Oscar likes the part about the landlord getting the money. That's what turns him on.
That part.
He likes that.
That gets him excited.
Yeah.
So anyway, to make a long story short, the school needs help, and I was... I was very, very pleased with everybody there. It didn't feel like it did back when my daughters went to school, where it was the only story I can tell you is I'm doing an auction.
Right.
And
this is
the
back
story
in the day.
I tell, this is back in the day. First of all, the first time I was scheduled to do the auction, a couple of the mommies complained and said, we can't have somebody that does a radio show like that.
Shock jock.
MCing our
shocking disc jockey.
And I'll never forget that Peter Quinn, who was the headmaster of my daughter's school, said, I equated if we had Al Pacino who wanted to come and do that. He's made movies like Scarface that are controversial, but that's his work and this is his life. And I'll never forget how great I felt
that's
after that conversation.
Really a good thing to
and
hear.
And I did
it's
the
nice.
Auction, but it didn't take care. It didn't remove the stigma of me being the you know the trashy guy that came in there. Even though I cared about my kids and I was there doing it, but the culmination of this was. I had the little restaurant in Manassas, and I donated, I think it was dinner for 7 or 8. It was a massive dinner with where we were going to serve dinner in my little pub with wine. Thank you. Charlie.
There he is.
All right. And I got up and I was doing my own auction, the last one I did, and I was saying, we'll start the bidding at $250. And nobody raises their hand. This is a this is a dinner that easily was $400.
Yeah.
Yes, even at my little Manassas pub. And we ended up getting like maybe less than $1,000. And then Richie Bitchlich, the lady that she was going to cook for four in her home. And she was the Richie Rich Rich. And that got like $1,200. And at that point, I went, F you, F your joint. You know, I was so disappointed. They just out snobbed me. My point that I'm trying to make is down here, I don't get any snob vibe at all. What I get is a pulling together vibe, and I am looking forward to the journey, which will be something you've traveled on, Rob, where getting really involved with your kids' schooling and doing this down here, and I'm looking forward to it. I why are you looking at me like that, Oscar?
Mike, I know you. I consider you a family member, a friend, a business partner.
Right. Get to it.
A lot of these events and planning and coordination happen in the early afternoon / evening. And that is prime time for your round being over or maybe hang with the boys on the patio.
No, he's way off base here because here's the deal. You're going to be involved, but you're going to be involved at the level where you're not going to be organizing. You're going to show up and you're going to do it and you're going to make it look good.
I'm going to get participants.
That's what you're going to do, and you're going to do that.
He hates people.
No,
and
he doesn't.
I'm going to get.
He
I'm going to get
some people.
I'm going to get participants, and I'm going to get a sponsor.
Yes, you see, that's perfect.
At least one sponsor, Oscar. There, I'm asking you now. It's not until October.
What would we sponsor, and what good does that do for us?
It's the Podcast Village Golf Tournament.
No, you can open up
Charlie Birdie,
Fort Myers needs podcasters.
Everybody gets a golf tee.
Yay!
Well, it'd be lovely to have a golf hole sponsored by the Mike O'Meara.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not?
And maybe one by Podcast Village.
We would want the 18th hole, the most important one, the first hole where everybody's at.
That's right.
Okay, that's fine. And with Podcast Village, I know you're not expanding yet to the whole world. I understand you keeping that one close to the vest. That's it. And
of course, we are going to have to reserve your studio then as a Podcast Village extra studio. So if anyone needs to do a podcast in Florida, they just come to your house.
Oh, you could give away a free show at your house.
A free show.
Bingo.
Now that,
bingo.
That is where that hating people thing comes to bear, because it's not. That's when it's really true.
Thank you very much. Sit on the Mike O'Meara show. Sit in with Mr. Mike O'Meara in his studio.
Pick five voices, and Mike will do them.
Happy to be an older parent. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need.
Not yet.
We're doing something else.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Right here on the Mike O'Meara show. I have a call. We'll be right back.
My sweater is on.
Well, the phone's ringing, Mike.
The Yak Shack line is ringing. The Yak Shack line is ringing.
It's time to cheer. The Yak Shack's here. So call up when you're full of beer. We're all in store for fun rapport. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE.
That's silly. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Take it from me. Buying a bra can be awkward.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you. Seriously, though, ask any woman, getting the right size bra seems damn near impossible. That's why you go into the women's clothing departments and you'll hear them, you know, in the dressing room. You know, you hear, it's thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Do you hear me? 60 seconds.
Like a minute.
Third Love. Thank you. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them, plus more sizes than most other brands. Try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, you return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers, and you're going to love yours. You're going to love Third. You're going to love your Third Love bra. You are. Simple as that. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone. So right. Now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Let me read that properly again and see.
Okay.
Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Get that right out to them.
Right.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Delightful to have you here. And Oscar Santana was going to tell us about a vacation that he had, because while Rob was doing what he was doing and having a wonderful time with Familia, Oscar was visiting his Familia in the great state, in my state, the great state of Florida. And you said yesterday on the show that something, you had an interesting tale you wanted to tell about down in Orlando.
Mike, you mentioned that we didn't meet up at Disney. And I mentioned at the show, I said, well, you'd have to go to Disney to meet up at Disney.
Right.
And the reason why I say that is because note to self. And I love my family. You know how I rave about them all the time.
Yes.
We are closer than I think we've ever been, even when we were younger, because we get to talk on a regular basis. They both have children, and for me, it's one of the most special times to hang out with my niece and nephew. It just is. And my nephew in Boston. But this is probably the first vacation where we actually wanted to take a vacation and Shannon and I wanted to go to see what quote unquote Orlando had to offer outside of
great tourist
just seeing my family.
Because you've been to Orlando many times.
Probably 11 times.
But never done the theme park.
Never done a theme park.
Right.
And Shannon had never been to Disney World or Universal Studios. And I said, okay, on Wednesday, if all goes well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be theme park days. We leave Saturday, or supposed to at least. And when we arrived on the Saturday prior, I realized, whoa, a lot is happening. And I should have known this, though. My sister was kind enough to say, you don't have to help out. But there was a lot of, you know, guilt involved in my personal life to say, my sister is moving to California. She is putting a house up for sale. She is staging the house with professional stagers. There is a level of urgency at every turn. I'm talking starting at 8 a.m. And she's got two kids that she also has to care for. And we can't just lay in bed all day. We have to get on with the program.
She wants you to help her.
She actually said, you don't have to do anything. I know you're on vacation. But when you see someone in need, you help out.
And never has a sentence been said that has the opposite meaning more than that. Because really, moving, either you're moving across the street or across the country, it's the worst, the absolute worst.
Did you put
worst.
Anything in a box while you were there?
Yes, I did. But I also, what was, and look, I
was it a human
I'm
body?
Not immune from this. When my sister and brother come into town, when we bought the house, the shanty down the street.
Yeah, the lean-to.
They came in and painted and did all these things because we had moved in. Okay. Moving out is a different story.
Yes.
Moving out is the pits. Now, moving out is different.
Mike, it's the pits.
I have an 800 square foot home. They have a 4,800 square foot home.
They have a mansion.
Yes. Cartoon sized. And pool, guest game room. Like, it's a gorgeous home. It's like you're in a resort.
They have a guest room for the guest room.
Yes. It's Florida.
It's not the pits.
And when a house of that size needs to move, it's not just about, all right, three rooms and you're done. It's about, and you're staging. They have professional stagers to come in.
Right.
If I tell you.
Hi, I'm the stager.
That on Wednesday morning, we were supposed to leave for Disney.
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
The door gets kicked in around 8 a.m. And it's a manager is like, we have to leave in 10 minutes. The photographers are here and they're doing Manafort.
And so you have to get out of the house?
I said, Paul Manafort's here? And I said, no, Manafort. I guess it's a type of, cinematography where you zoom through the house in 3D. And if you're a prospective buyer, you can go all around via.
So are you getting booted out of the house?
I'm getting booted out of the house with my dog.
Okay. You brought your dog?
Dog went down. He's got the best life ever. He's living his best life. And
you took your dog down?
We take Santos everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's expensive.
So I imagine that you were kicked out with your dog and your wife?
And my wife.
Yeah, you might want to mention her.
And my sister and her dog and the kids.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, we can't just leave for Disney today. So that's scratched. We ended up at some outdoor taco stand waiting for the 4 hours for them to take pictures of the house. And
why was Disney off the plate? I'm curious.
Because I can't leave my sister in dire straits with her kids and two dogs, including one of mine,
I'm
by herself.
I understand.
I have to hang with her.
You're responsible that way.
Yes. And I didn't mind. what ends up happening is these days start chipping away where at the next day it was like, oh, like, can you pick the kids up from school? Can you take them through? And by the way, these new lines to drop off your kids and pick them up in different grades and what that's what happened to just saying, hey, meet me on the corner. What happened? Meet me on the corner.
Crime.
Call me. Yeah. Let me know. Wear like a yellow vest. I'll see you. I'll stop.
Was your mom there? Was your mom down in Orlando?
No. My mom beat cheeks. She was there for 2 days and left. And she was the lucky one.
Did you ever make it out to Disney?
So Disney did not happen. And at that time, Mike, I had ordered a book about Disney. I had seven-hour backstage tour set up for to walk around, walk the grounds, and see how the magic is made.
You're a good brother. You're a really good brother.
All this stuff. And when it finally came down to D-Day, I said, well, Disney's off the books, and I don't want to rush that. But there is a VIP package I researched for Universal Orlando, which is cost prohibitive for the majority of the country or the world. But I was so... I guess I was so desperate to have fun
that
I looked at Chan and I said, this isn't fiscally responsible, but we're going to take Luke and Sophia out of school on Friday and we're going to go to Universal and we're going to buy this package.
It's a great party.
And
good
we're going
for you.
To do it. So we did it. It cost thousands of dollars. What we bought was a private, I guess we would call him a valet that walks.
You get a tour guide. That
concierge.
That walks you to every ride.
That's super pricey.
To the
That's
front
the best of the
line.
Best. Mm-hmm. Right. You can get front of the line, but if you get it with the person that gives you like all sorts of perks,
yes.
You get stuff too, right?
I had to get my son had to get cancer for me to get that kind of treatment.
Well, if you put out your brother-in-law, eventually he'll crack. That's what happened. We get there at 9. They feed us. We spent 7 hours at the park. We rode 14 rides.
Wow!
In 7 hours.
Did you go on the Revenge of the Mummy? Is that still there?
Oh, yeah. Two thumbs up.
Great ride.
Do you like Revenge of the Mummy?
Twice.
I still remember.
Said,
I love that ride.
Let's go again.
Right.
They said, all right.
Yep.
Go
that's
again.
Awesome. That's awesome. No,
and my niece and nephew said, T. Oscar, we've been to Universal Orlando probably a total of 6 times with school trips, etc.
Yeah.
And they said, we've only ridden 3 rides at most because the lines are so long. Today, and they were counting them off like little kids with their eyes like
see,
saucers.
That's sweet. That's worth
They're
it,
like,
right?
Today, we rode 14 rides.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
So much
that
fun.
Is awesome.
So
that's
much
great.
Fun. And I could see why this is a destination park. Like And look, a lot of people are like, did you go to Disney? Did you go to Universal? And I was like, we'll go some other time. No big deal. But they do things so right. And I can only imagine what they do at Disney. It'll be some other time. Probably when I have kids 20 years from now. And it is a hospitality driven city.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And
The
idea that I got to see my niece who is in fourth grade ride her first like proper roller coaster.
Grown up ride.
She rode in the front. And she rode with my wife because my nephew was a little scared. So I stayed with him. I was like, I'll just stay with you, man. I get it. And then we worked him up to ride the Hulk, which is an even scarier ride.
Right.
Green one.
Yeah.
Nasty roller coaster.
Because he was like, I can't believe Sophia, who's a fourth grader, just rocked that the rock and roll roller coaster ride.
Oh, that Aerosmith ride is great.
And then,
oh, that's a great coaster.
And then he got on that thing, and I was next to him, and he was like, oh, my God. But he got like this joy and like this, like I would say, this fear washed away from him from these rides.
Right.
Because he was, and then he rode he rode 13 of the 14 rides.
That's great. Oh, man. Roller coasters. Yeah. I don't do it anymore.
But.
You know, I'd love to, but it's
if you value your time and your sister ever moves you, takes you down for what is a vacation, turns into be a moving, exercise.
Yeah, a reality show.
Yeah, and you have no time to do anything. I would say that it is expensive, like cost dollar wise, and we're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars. The whole trip for 4 people cost $1,950.
A lot of money.
Right? I spent dumber things. Google Glass. Right. All said and done was like $2,500.
Exactly. Yeah, but you would have gotten in for $1,200 if you didn't bring the dog on the roller coaster.
Brought me an iota of joy.
Right.
These kids.
You can't buy that, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it's the joy of family and
these
familia.
Kids.
And you give Universal a thumbs up?
2 thumbs up.
It's a good part.
Don't
very, very
go on the Minions ride. Overrated.
Yeah, Minions. Minions overrated.
Yeah,
in general.
I agree.
The kid likes them, though.
Santos was tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
Well, they had the yardstick. We had him actually get up on two legs so he could get on the roller coaster.
So exciting. And when it goes down the first dip and the dog goes, yay. All right, we got to take a break. And, well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, that's
good for
awesome.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of
fun. They've done nice things for you, and you do nice things
and
for me.
And the Jimmy Fallon ride was fantastic.
Really? There's a Jimmy Fallon ride?
They walk you through what is 30 Rock, a replica of 30 Rock, and they show, you would love it, they show all the costumes for all the old hosts, and then you get on this ride, I'm like, this ride's going to suck. In my head, I'm saying this. It was a fun ride.
Boy, I might even get up there to see an NBC ride. That's kind of cool. I don't mind that.
Stay away from the Al Roker ride.
This seat is wet. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Rob and Joe here. Joe, big year for you. You are getting married.
That's right. Love of my life.
You need some advice?
I may, but from you?
Look, hear me out. All you got to do is never stop dating her. Love her. Give her attention. Never take her for granted. And remember, she's the best thing in your life, and always work hard for her.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, you're right. Just fake your death. Start a new life. Rob and Joe Show. A new episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I don't want to bother with that.
Welcome back to the...
That's just not worth it. I'm just going to marry her.
She's the love of your life, isn't she?
Yeah. I just don't have the time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Brooklinen. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. So did you think it's time for a bedding upgrade? You deserve the best online bedding, according to Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. God, they are great sheets. They really are. They bring you the luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Brooklinen.com eliminates that pesky, nasty, evil middleman.
Yes.
You know that guy. He's right in the middle.
I hate him. I hate that guy.
Sheets that feel great and look great. Tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. So treat yourself to the five-star quality of Brooklinen. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade, ladies and gentlemen. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that with their sheets, comforters, towels, they come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, they really are the best sheets you will ever sleep on.
News!
News!
There is a new royal baby.
Baby!
Who has absolutely no chance of attaining the throne short of some sort of violent Game of Thrones-style purge.
That'd be horrible.
But that's a story for another time. Meghan Markle gave birth yesterday. I did a deep dive on her family. God almighty. They are whacked. They really are.
It looked like a fun crowd.
Yeah, kind of an interesting fam.
Yeah.
They made the announcement yesterday saying, quote, "Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could have ever possibly imagined. I'm so incredibly proud of my wife. And as every father and parent would ever say, your baby is absolutely amazing. But this little thing is absolutely to die for. And I am just over the moon." They still haven't come up with a name, but they did reveal that he's 7 pounds, 3 ounces. For those of you who care about the line of succession, Harry is 6th in line for the throne, so his kid is now 7th. I thought they called him Baby Sussex or something like that.
I thought they were going to name it Pony.
Pony Boy.
Pony Boy. Hey.
My Little Pony.
Royal Pony.
My Little Pony. All right, speaking of royalty, show business royalty. The Free Britney Spears controversy might not be over. Britney's mother, Lynn, is a little worried about what's been going on lately, so she filed legal papers to be kept informed about everything pertaining to her conservatorship. Britney's dad, Jamie, is in charge of her affairs and is also co-conservator of her estate. There's no fight between Lynn and Jamie. He's always filled her in on everything. She just wants to get the info directly. Britney has reportedly been having issues with her meds.
Really?
Sorry. Which resulted in her recent stay at a wellness facility. Mm. I'm sorry. That's not to be chuckled about. No. There, but for the great, I've said that before.
What you want is you want for her to be well.
You want her to be well.
Yes.
And, you
it's
know,
also,
it's a lot of pressure. She's been a child star. She's been in the spotlight her whole life.
It's telling, though, that they're divorced, if I'm not mistaken, right?
The parents are split.
Why does, if he tells her everything, why is she filing for papers?
It's kind of weird.
And didn't he save her the first time?
Yeah.
Like,
I bet I know why she's filing
enables,
papers.
Somebody enables, I imagine. This is alleged. Somebody enables. Somebody helps.
No,
this is just like the Markle dad situation. I just think they all want to go out and get in the cement pond.
Paid.
Okay.
Money. It's money. It's all about money.
I mean, it's all money.
At the bottom of it, it's conservatorship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they want
it's
the money.
It's money and trash, to be honest with you.
Trash and money.
That's it. Trash and money. That's a new series coming on HBO. Martha Stewart has been helping regular people get their homes together for years. But in her own life, she doesn't exactly practice what she preaches because she relies on fixes that you can't possibly afford. At an event this weekend, she was asked for, quote, a life hack for busy working women. She replied, quote, two or three housekeepers.
Two or three?
Two or three.
Okay.
But she's being honest. I mean, she's Martha Stewart. She can afford them, you know? I mean, really, if that's what it takes, two or three housekeepers for a big house, full-time or part-time, I wonder.
Well, I imagine they're probably on shifts like a submarine.
I've got these Brazilian ladies that come over for like $80 every 2 weeks.
Yep, so do we.
Even if they were there every day, like, I don't know how people do what they need to do. My house is in shambles right now.
Mm. Well, I think that, you know, it's good to stay on top of it. And if you have to allocate a little cash to do that, I think it works. I really do.
And it frees up a lot of time for Martha to spoke pot.
These Brazilian girls, they don't really do that great a job, but they look good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Brazil.
I clean up for them. Sometimes they don't clean up so well, so my wife doesn't fire them. Don't tell my wife.
She's in the building. A baseball game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds in Cincy was delayed yesterday by a swarm of bees.
Bees!
They're ripping my flesh off. It was bad enough that the umpires pulled the players off the field while professionals tried to break up the swarm. Reds player Derek Dietrich also got into the action by putting on a white coat and going out to spray something at the bees.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Or at least pretend to. It seemed like it was more of a joke than actual heroics. I haven't seen video.
You have to just find some guy. Hey, I'm in this team. Can you go find me a white jacket, please? I got this great bee bit I'm going to do.
It was an 18-minute delay, less time than it took them to decide on the Kentucky Derby. So why did these bees show up to a Reds game? Well, according to the internet, this time of year, some hives swell in number and create swarms that go out in search of new homes.
Wow.
Let's go to the stadium. And maybe this swarm got a little lost after being attracted to all of the sugary sweets at the game.
Ooh,
there you are.
Some sort of inverted Reds helmet with ice cream in it.
There it is. Funny story. Now, this is what Crocs were really meant for. And I watched this video. I did share this one. There's a new viral video challenge where people are doing this with their Crocs. I do not wear Crocs. I wear sandals that are made by Crocs, but I don't wear the traditional Mario Batali, Man, Porky Pete feet. I never wore real Crocs in my life.
No.
I wear Crocs sandals. If you looked at my shoes, you would say, are those Crocs? You wouldn't really know for sure.
Because when I see...
My kid lives in them.
Yeah, well, he's a little kid. When I see adults wearing Crocs, and I know you're out there,
right?
I judge you. Well, I judge you publicly.
Yep.
And I
we're going to do this.
I judge you personally.
We're going to do this with Michael because this looked fun on the video. It looked great. There's a viral video challenge where people are doing this. They're filling up their Crocs with shaving cream and then jamming their feet in. The result is tubes of shaving cream exploding out of the holes.
I can see it.
I am so doing this. We're going to have. I'm going to go look at his best Crocs, and we are going to do this when
Crocs.
He gets home.
Oh, his dress ones.
Well, he's been into like New Balance and stuff like that lately. He's wearing athletic shoes.
Ah.
The videos are so satisfying to watch. Kind of like watching pimple popping videos, but less gross. Videos with Crocs and feet are less gross than that, believe it or not. So that's
I'd like to try the same thing with a sport jacket.
You're into feet.
Sport jacket. Hey, look at the whipped cream coming out of the sleeves. And now a little something something. By the way, I have to give you a spoiler alert. The kicker line on this particular story is not particularly funny. It just made me laugh, and so I wrote it for no particular reason. I don't know if you'll react the same way. I don't like to qualify, but sometimes I'm saying this isn't really funny. It's just stupid, but I said it. Last week, A 58-year-old woman named Jennifer Hernandez went to the CIA headquarters in Langley. You had that up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she did it every day for three straight days. She kept telling them she was there to see a recruiter, but that didn't seem to be true. I am already laughing at what I wrote at the end of this, and I don't know why.
Fine.
It's stupid.
It's fine.
Finally, I am overselling it. It is not funny. Finally, on the third day, she asked to see one specific person at the CIA, quote, Agent Penis. When the officers in front of the complex wouldn't let her go meet Agent Penis, she told them, quote, do you really think I'm going to leave?
Oh, no.
She was arrested for trespassing, and Agent Penis was hiding. It's stupid. Hide the penis.
I don't feel you oversold it. I know you were worried, but I don't think you did. It was fine.
Not even on medication.
Not yet.
Where's penis? Right here.
All right.
Duh.
Undercover?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll do better tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back with the, an abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Thank you, Tom. All right. Hey, everybody, listen up. We're back, baby!
Baby!
We are back in fabulous Las Vegas. Do we have the music? That's right. Back in fabulous Las Vegas. See? Isn't it good? It was worth the wait, wasn't it?
Much better, yes.
Our listeners had such a great weekend last year, and we did too. So we're back in Vegas for the TMOS 10th anniversary party, Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. at the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. We return to Sin City for our 10th anniversary spectacular. Advanced ticket sales are going on right now for bonus show subscribers, and they will be available for the GP, the general public, hopefully, on Friday, if they don't sell out before then. And if they do sell out, we do have other surprises planned. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with our best live show ever. Tickets for the general public go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. We will keep you posted.
Yes,
absolutely. Look, our listenership is so phenomenal, and we are so grateful that you do this. And everybody says, make a larger venue. We got a decent-sized venue.
Love the venue.
We've got two nights available. Trust us, we're going to fix this.
Yes.
All right. So the tickets are selling like hotcakes, but we are definitely going to be there Friday night for the TMOS 10th anniversary party brought to you by Zappos. And Zappos, 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 Zappos. Thank you for all of your help at Zappos, ladies and gentlemen. So that's it. We'll keep you posted, Oscar. I mean, it's good news and bad news.
Yeah.
It's good news for our bonus show subscribers.
Keep grinding it out.
And we appreciate that. And, you know, you sell them. We sell them faster every year. And how we maintain that interest and love of the community we have is a thrill for me.
It's
we
huge.
Really, really are. So we will see you in Las Vegas on November 15th. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Rob, you have about 1 minute here. Sorry about that.
I want to send congratulations to Tiger Woods for getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I felt good for him. I felt good.
And here is his acceptance speech from yesterday.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Weird. I don't know why he was on the phone, but
that works for me.
I suppose that was
That's a good
thing.
Choice. That's a good choice. I'm sorry. That works for me. You're capturing the feeling.
So with that said, new movie coming out called The Long Shot has Charlize Theron, or however you say it, and Seth Rogen, and they're doing it so much press for it that makes me think it's probably not that great because they're really, really doing. But there is a scene in the movie where they are on drugs. They do Molly, and they were asked about how they prepped for the scene.
What's the trick to acting like you're high on Molly?
I think every responsible actor does some research. Not too much, but some. Just enough to know what you're... No. Not an excessive amount of research, but enough research just to know what you're portraying.
Listen, it's only fair if you're asking people to go and spend whatever it is these days to go see a movie.
Movie tickets are expensive.
We did it for you.
Exactly, yes.
Just so you all know. And you're welcome.
You're welcome, yes. And we did not want to.
And no chance he was high there.
No chance at all. That's all. I get tired of the act. I really do.
Yeah, okay.
Duh, make a good movie.
Oh, right, no, he can laugh. He can't make a good movie.
No, he can't make a good movie.
One or the other, please.
We're not Rob and I tend to fall in squarely in line when it comes to these guys. You know, certain comedians. I really would love Seth Rogen to make a good movie, and I fear the same thing.
Didn't, like, Knocked Up?
It was very close to being a good movie. Okay. Very close.
Yeah, it was probably the best he's ever done.
Mm. Here's a clip from the movie Knocked Up, Mike.
Hey, okay. It's Tiger.
It's a great movie. if you go see... Minor League Baseball in North Carolina, it's always nice when they have a live performance of the national anthem. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Today, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Oh, boy.
Who's... Right. Let me hear you, people. Please. That's so bright, eh? Beaming and the perilous line o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming and the rockets glare.
I like his interplay with the audience, though. I thought he was, you know.
Let me hear you. That's not a song where you do that.
You don't do that.
You're on your own. You're on your own.
Who is this guy?
Can we just get the beginning of it again one more time, please? I know we're running.
Can you see by the dawn's early light who's right? Let me hear you, people.
That's all you need right
there. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Let me hear you, people.
Let me hear you.
You know, I took a Xanax before I did one of those performances.
Yeah, I bet.
I might have taken one at both the big venue and the little venue.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the Prince William Cannons of the Washington Nationals, ladies and gentlemen. I was nervous. Anyway, I've never done that for any performance ever in my life.
Until November.
November, yeah. Well, that's it. You know, that's the brown drip, as we like to call it. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, tickets on sale for bonus show subscribers. If you are a bonus show subscriber or you turn into one today, wink, wink, check your email for a special code that allows you to purchase tickets in advance for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular in Las Vegas, Nevada. We will see you there with plenty of fun and surprises. And, you know, even if you want to come out and not go to the show, just stay afterwards and watch us gamble.
Yes.
For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. Talk when they should listen.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Goodbye, dude.